Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. What is something you have to learn as an entrepreneur that is so completely unique? I don't think it's so unique that I'm different from other entrepreneurs, but all of us entrepreneurs learn something unique, as in distinct and different from what we learned as students. If you went directly from being a student to be a business owner, or from being an employee, if you're transitioning from being an employee to a business owner. So there are many unique things, so-called unique things, but the unique things are common across everybody who makes these transitions. What are they? Well, I was working in Accenture and I decided to start a business of my own on the side. So I had to make sure that multiple things happen. I did not want to be extreme in either way, give so much time for my job that I had no time left for business. So I had to be smart about that. At the same time, I didn't want to give so much time for my business that I was robbing my employer who was paying me salary. I could not do that. It was against my value system. So I made sure I gave 110%. I went a few minutes before others and left a few minutes after others. If I was supposed to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., I was always there maybe at 7:45 a.m. and I was there till 5:15 p.m. And not only that, I was trying to bring in my entrepreneurial thinking into my job. So my contributions were 2x, 3x, 5x, sometimes 10x. And I could get things done sooner, smarter, because I was laterally translating my skills for my entrepreneurship in my evenings and weekends into my job. So those were all unique. So they were unique in the sense I was walking in as an employee, but I was thinking as an owner. And therefore my contributions went up radically because my thinking was different than my colleagues who were coming in for a paycheck. It reminds me of that ham and eggs breakfast and the pig and the chicken talking, and chicken says, "Aren't you proud that we are contributing for human breakfast?" And the pig says, "Well, not exactly. There is no even parity here because you are just contributing. I am fully committed." So that sounds funny, but it's something along those lines. The contribution value was so different. Because I was committed to my business, I was learning, I was committed to my job as long as I needed it, and I wanted to bring in my honest talents to the table, which meant that if I learned time management better, I brought that in. If I walked in as an owner and thought, how can I increase my team's revenues 10x in the next quarter or two quarters? And that changed the thinking, brought in more revenues, changed the way we dealt with things. So that was bringing in my best skill set to the table. Very, very exciting. Many, many other unique things that I had to learn as I launched my entrepreneurship is my fear of talking to people. I had to overcome that. As a programmer, I could have probably lived and died in my cubicle, never learning those skills. Communication, networking, saying hello to people, doing small talk, building rapport, connecting with them, exchanging contacts, building relationships, adding value, managing my time, 80-20 analysis, putting 80% of my time into 20% that made the difference, having priorities that led my life, at the same time having balance because I was running a business in the evenings and weekends. And what else did I do in my evenings and weekends? Time with my family. I had to balance them out because extreme of anything is bad. Extreme of job, no business, bad. Extreme of business, no job, bad. Extreme of job, extreme of business, no family, bad. So extremes of anything is bad. So you need to have balancing happening. Now, in the One Thing book, the author talks about counterbalancing. He says you will go out of balance constantly. More job, less business. More business, less job. More family, less of the other two. It doesn't matter, but maybe you're not balanced on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you're using counterbalancing as a method to be balanced on a week by week, or maybe month by month, or a quarter by quarter. Whatever is your time frame, you're being sane and balanced around that. Okay, so those are some of the things. And for some others, it might be just managing money, raising funding. So raising funding and getting clients both require sales of some kind, right? Selling, marketing. So all of these, legal, admin, financial, follow through, details, big picture, strategy. We tend to be good at one or the other. We are very good at the ground level details and operational execution. Maybe we are not good in strategy. Maybe we are totally strategic at all times. We're not doing anything tactical. So you need either to change yourself, broaden your skill set, or bring on other people, bring on mentors, be a part of a new environment. There's so many ways that we have been talking about in our podcast. If you have been listening, taking notes, and actioning them, same thing. In this audio, take one or two points that appeal to you. Apply them. Improve yourself. Improve your business. Ask us questions. Help us be more relevant to you and more value-adding to you. Hope that helps. Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.